I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Anytime I get a chance to chat with people who are facing making a leap on their own, sometimes it's not by our choice. There's sometimes where companies just go out of business overnight and we're forced, we're kicked out, we're forced to make that leap. Other times, there's just this gnawing, there's this urging deep down in our soul as we've been praying and we feel like God's kind of calling us to do something different, to go in a different direction. One of the worst things that we can do during those times is to be scared and to let fear hold us back. But with the proper counselors, with the proper guidance, being on our knees in prayer, I believe that, you know, God opens up those doors and shows us where we should go. And that's when there's those exciting opportunities that we could never anticipate that he puts before us.
You talk about, you know, the mentality of safe. I mean, that is, fear is a pretty big factor in this, isn't it? When we got bills to pay, you talked earlier about, you know, we maybe settle for a job below our passion or talent level, but safety is another concern.
It really is, and it's actually one of the things that I highlight when I'm counseling with people now. And just the other day, I was talking with a young lady, and she's like, but I feel really comfortable with where I'm at. And I said, time out. What did you just say? She said, I feel really comfortable with where I'm at. I said, look, anytime you feel comfortable, you need to be extremely worried. And I unpacked for her why I felt that comfort should be a warning sign in our lives, right? Because if we follow Christ in everything that he's taught us to do, we're not going to be living lives of comfort. We should be uncomfortable most of the time. And from an economic standpoint, there's a lot of times where we can kind of get lulled into this false sense of security of, well, I feel comfortable, everything's okay, you know, wake up, go to work, and you know, I don't need to progress in any way, shape, or form. And what's happening economically is that the world is rapidly changing around us, and that if we are not staying abreast of what's going on and developing and adding new skill sets and understanding what's happening, the world's going to pass us by, and one morning we're going to walk into the office and the boss is going to say, hey, you know, Jim did a great job for us for a long time, but you know, you just don't have the skill sets that we need today. Here's a quote from a Harvard professor that I interviewed for the book. He said, Bob, what kids are learning in college today, it has a shelf life of about 3 years. What you learn after all these tens of thousands of dollars, the world has already passed it by. And he said, they have got to stay on top of the things that are happening in their industry, in their sector, continuing to be lifelong learners. He said, they need to learn what it means to be a lifelong learner, always acquiring skills, always adapting, because if they don't, the world's just going to pass them by.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.